Under common law, a tenant whose residence is destroyed by an act of God, such as a tornado, or by an accident, such as a fire, might still be required to make payments through the end of his or her lease. Senator Bill Stover of Napton, the sponsor, says this is the law, even though it is rarely, if ever, exercised, and doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
It's one of those things that everybody thinks would be logical, but under common law, the tenant was still obligated to pay lease payments even if the residence was destroyed.
There is only a slight difference between the House and Senate versions.
The only difference between the House bill and the Senate is the Senate version has unless there's a written contract to the contrary. And I'm not sure that anybody's going to sign a contract like that. But, you know, if there's a written agreement that you're going to do it no matter what, then that still stands. But the only difference is unless there's a written agreement to the contrary.
The bill now returns to the House, which can accept it with the change or ask for a House-Senate conference to iron out the discrepancy. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.